Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Dennis was on to us from Care, and he says a fair bit of culture on the news last night, Fran, from Longford, as I'm saying, for years, and they proved it last night. They are the untouchables. And then Dennis goes on with a whole load of stuff into us that, I mean, you're well aware, Dennis, that I can't read out what you're sending into me. You know, I mean, I just can't. Now, we made the point that you have an issue with what happened in Longford, and that's grand, and you said a fair bit of culture, and the culture was in inverted commas last night, and you go on to say other things, as I say, that I just can't possibly read out. 1800 938 007. Now, Ryan's Cleaning, based in Thurles in County Tipperary, has been involved in the event cleaning industry for over 30 years. And we would have spoken to them over the years as well. And it's a marvellous success story for the county. Last weekend, they took part in an outdoor pilot event at Sefton Park in Liverpool as part of the UK government's COVID events research programme. I'm delighted to be joined online now by Aisling Ryan. And Aisling is General Manager of Ryan's Cleaning. Aisling, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran.
And great to talk to you. Are you still across the pond or are you home at this point, Aisling?
No, I'm home. I got home in the middle of the night last night, so it's nice to be back.
Well, welcome home and thanks for taking our call this morning. Will you tell me about this event? Because we were all looking on at it and the images of it rather enviously at what can be done, Aisling. What was it like to be back on site at a live gig again?
Simply put, it was just amazing. It was so nice to be back, to hear even live music again. It was great. It's been so long since we've heard live music. But for our industry, it was definitely fantastic to be back on site and to see people that we've only seen over Zoom for the last 12 months or more. So it was nice to see them in person as well.
Now, it was a very different experience, needless to say, of what you would have been used to. Will you just tell us about the event itself?
Yeah, so the event itself was part of the events research programme in the UK that's backed by the UK government. And the idea was that they would do scientific research on the event to see, can we get mass gatherings back up and going again? So in order for the public to gain access to the site, they had to have a negative lateral flow test when they were coming in on site, as did all the staff. I myself had to get tested numerous times while I was over there as well to ensure I was negative. Mm. Now, if they tested positive, any member of the public, their ticket was automatically deactivated, so they couldn't gain entry to the site.
Right.
So I suppose it put everybody's mind at ease that anybody that was in there on the evening had tested negative for COVID as well. So that was great. But I suppose from our perspective, it meant double the work and double the staff in order to keep people safe as well from a cleaning and sanitising perspective. But we are 100% okay with that if it helps to get our industry back up and running again. So it is something that we would like to see happen here in Ireland as well.
But with the amount of experience you have now of doing this successfully, Aisling, even though I know it was an awful lot more work than that should normally be, but having that under your belt now is going to be very useful in this country, for example.
Oh, 100%. You know, the fact that we've have it done now and we know what works and what mightn't work.
Yes.
You know, it's going to be of a huge benefit for us going forward for when and if the Irish government finally do something like this as well. They really need to do a pilot event here because the industry, it's been down for so long now. It needs to get back up and running. Like, you know, there's been many other industries that have opened, and yes, they have closed, but they've opened again, whereas our industry has just been closed since March 2020 and it hasn't opened since.
Right. And you think, and again, with your experience of this pilot project, Aisling, this can be done and it can be done safely. I think, was it 7,500 people?
Yes, so there was 5,000 people and then the rest were staff and crew on site.
Right. So 7,500 people in all on that site. And it worked.
It did, 100% it worked. The feedback from the event has been really, really good so far. Obviously, we won't know the inside details of it until their report is published. But with the feedback that I was hearing on site there over the last couple of days has been really good.
Yes. Some of the images I saw, the punters weren't wearing masks. That wasn't obligatory, was it?
No, it wasn't. So if you were a member of staff or crew on site, you had to still go by all of the UK government guidelines. So you had to wear all your PPE. But if you were an event goer, so a member of the public coming in to watch the show, you didn't have to abide by the guidelines. So you didn't have to social distance. You didn't have to wear face masks if you didn't want to.
Mm. Could we apply this, for instance, to GAA games, do you think, Aisling, or soccer games? Or?
Oh, 100%, Fran. I think it can be done at any type of an outdoor event. You know, you see there over in England, again, in Wembley, they've trialled it with people in the stadium in Wembley as well. Mm. And, you know, I think they're almost getting ready to bring fans back to football matches over there as well. So there's no reason why it can't happen. And the way I look at it is, if they don't trial it, they're not going to know if it's going to work or not.
Now, the only question I'd have over it is that obviously, you know, overheads are going to be considerably more because of all the precautions. And will that drive up ticket prices?
Oh, God, I can't answer that question. I genuinely don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, but I can imagine, I mean, so with the testing and, you know, I mean, I presume that you've doubled the work, I presume, you know, so you probably need more people on site than you would normally have.
Yeah, we do, yeah. So if we take last Sunday, for instance, we had double staff.
Right.
So we had staff that were dedicated to water points, drinking water points, for instance, and their sole job for the duration of the event was to constantly sanitise the taps after people used them. And it was similar on the toilets as well. So on the toilets, there were staff dedicated there for when someone came out of the port-a-loo. One of our guys was there to sanitize the door handles and things like that after them to keep it going. You know, there was a lot involved in it. Other things were the dressing rooms for the artists.
Yes.
We had to clean and sanitize the dressing rooms for the artists, and then we had to lock and tape off the doors. And then the next people that were in then were the artists themselves.
Incredible.
You know, so there's a lot involved.
Was it your own? Was it your company that designed the precautions, Aisling?
Yeah. We put forward our recommendations, and then the team at Festival Republic went with our recommendations. From there,
very good. Now, this, of course, not out of the blue for Ryan's Cleaning, because you've been doing major events in the UK for a long time, and you have all of that experience.
Yes, we have. You know, we've been over there since 2005 was the first year.
Is it that long ago? Wow.
Yeah, God, it makes me feel old now.
Where are the years gone? Yeah.
Years have gone by. So we've been over there since 2005, and we've grown since over there. So we have loads of experience on the events. And pre-COVID, we had started over in mainland Europe as well.
Right.
So for us, we want to get the industry back up and going, along with every other supplier in our industry and all the organisations as well.
And what about Ryan's Cleaning then for the last year now? What is it now? Year and 4 months or so. What about that, Aisling? I mean, how drastic was it for you?
To put it mildly, our business almost stopped overnight. So just overnight last March 2020, it just stopped.
Right.
Mass gatherings were the first to close. And just like that, everything stopped. Now, we've been very lucky that we're hugely involved in horse racing here in Ireland. So that got back up in June, racing behind closed doors. Mm. So we've been still involved in that as well.
And that's worked out pretty well, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. You know, I think they're a perfect example of what can be done. You know, they have their own procedures in place that everybody has to follow in order to gain access to the event as well, to the races. So I think they're a perfect example of what can be done as well.
Isn't that great news? And what about plans then for this year, and particularly plans, I suppose, for Ireland? Is anything coming into you? Are people brave enough to be calling you up and saying, listen, you know, we're going to have a go at this or whatever?
Not at the moment.
Right, right.
It's still very quiet at the moment, more so in the UK. I think the pilot event now last weekend in the UK has given us light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm.
You know, I think there's more hope for later in the summer season that, yes, maybe more events might go ahead. But it's hard to know here in Ireland. And I think it will be hard to know unless they do a similar event.
Right.
They need to do something similar, be it in a stadium or an outdoor field. You know, they need to do something to show that we can operate safely with the public on site.
Well, listen, we're always delighted to follow your success. And it was great that you were chosen to be part of what I think is going to be a pivotal project in terms of showing us what we can do under certain restrictions, Aisling, you know?
Yeah. 100%.
All right. Listen, lovely to talk to you today. My best to the family as well. Aisling, thank you. Thank you and good morning.
Thanks
to you.
Friend.
How about you now? That's Aisling Ryan there, just back from the UK, where that event took part at Sefton Park in Liverpool. 5,000 punters, 7,500 people on site. And I suppose we're still awaiting the outcome and the detail of that. But it appears that it went off extremely successfully indeed. Farming is next.
If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007. TIP FM's TIP Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.